You don't want to be poisoning your whole family with what you're using in your garden. We really care about that. And that rose behind you is called At Last. And every time I just want to sing. Every
time. My word.
I can't help it.
Yeah. BT Alpine. Oop, that's the wrong one. Cut.
Yep.
BT. Poofer. You just poof. It comes out.
Good morning, Northwest Arkansas, and all of our friends out there in the United States of America. My name is Mark.
And I'm Josiah, and you're watching or listening to Two Nuts on a Tree. We've got a really good show for you today.
Yeah, we do. I tell you, we're going to do time to apply and some comments. I got my own comment that I found out on Facebook I want to share with you today.
Oh, boy.
But today, you know, today might be very exciting or very boring.
Yes.
Because we're going to go over a lot of the insecticides that people need to kill bugs. And we always have this saying here that we sell, you know how you go into the chain stores and people always have that deer in the headlight look?
Yeah.
I mean, they want something to kill the pest, but they don't want to kill their kids.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely.
So we have a thing here to where we teach people what chemical to use without poisoning their wife and kids.
Yeah, this is a very important subject because you also, if you're going out and you have aphid problem in your garden, you don't want to be poisoning your whole family with what you're using in your garden. We really care about that. And so we want to help you in that area.
And a lot of the chemicals will overlap. Okay, mm-hmm. Some are organic, some are not organic. Some are safe, but not organic. Okay, and I want to approach that too.
Yeah.
And a lot of the chemicals that we sell, pesticides, on the label it says that it'll kill this, and everything else, but yet they have their specific uses.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, they'll kill everything else, but you know it's kind of expensive to use it throughout the entire landscape. Just use it for this right here.
Yeah. So we'll be able to go through, we're going to be breaking it down for you, things that are good for your garden, things that are good for your home.
Yeah.
Just all the way around. So we're going to be covering all those areas. But first, why don't we get into time to apply?
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love this to begin with. Yeah, okay, well, you know what? It is time to apply your five-star fescue. Five-star fescue is blended five different grass seeds for your landscape. It's some for the sun, some for the shade, some for high traffic, and one for disease resistance. I tell you what, it's the grass that I have in my lawn. I love it. I have a Elvis Presley lawn 12 months out of the year. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing is, the entire lawn's green. It's not like I have some Bermuda over here and fescue here in the shade. Entire lawn's green, and I tell you, it's looking really good.
Yes.
Make sure that you use the Fertilome garden seed starter mix when you want to fertilize your seed. I did it and greened up really nice, and I like it a lot. So those two are a very good combo. It's time to apply your weed-free zone. Weed-free zone gets all the weeds out of your lawn.
Yeah,
it's the only weed killer that'll work down to 45-degree temperatures. And we've been having cool nights and warm days. So make sure you use the weed-free zone by Fertilome. And it's also time to apply any, if you're tilling up your garden and you want to revitalize that, make sure you use that vermiculite to get that porosity in the garden. Vermiculite is kind of like a lightweight sand. It's a big four cubic foot bag, goes a long way, and it's what we've been recommending customers this past week when they're getting into the beds and doing it. It's time to apply the Magnificent 7, which is seven bags of a great mix. It's the same mix as you found in Square Foot Gardening. It is one-third vermiculite, horticultural grade vermiculite, one-third sphagnum peat moss, and one-third cotton burr compost. It is a perfect mix for your vegetable garden.
Yeah. Love it. Also want to add to time to apply proven winter roses. These roses right behind us, I've got Coral Reminiscent right behind me. And then over right behind Mark, we've got the At Last by PW, proven winter.
What are these hydrangeas?
Oh, these hydrangeas, I'll get to those here in a second.
Yeah, because Mother's Day is coming up. What is it, like 2 weeks?
Absolutely. So if you were wanting something that's just outstanding for your mother, come check us out here at Rockwell Farms, and we'll get you set up. It smells like sugar in the studio right now from these two roses. Smells like sugar.
Time to apply some love.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And that Mother's Day coming up. That rose behind you, it's called At Last. And every time I just want to sing.
Oh my word.
I can't help it.
Yeah.
I won't though.
Yeah. We go into trade shows, he does karaoke.
Yeah, I did.
It's horrendous.
You don't tell people.
It's horrendous.
That. Yeah, he thought it'd be a great idea to send everybody up at the nursery a video of me doing karaoke at the trade show.
Yeah, man.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they liked it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, do we got, do we have any, hey, I got a comment.
Yeah, let's get into the comment section. Comment section.
I found one on Facebook.
Okay. Those of you that are new to the comment section or new to the show, these are questions that are asked or comments that are just posted by you.
Yeah,
so you can do this under our videos on YouTube. You can leave in the comments questions for gardening or whatever. We answer those on the show, or you could go to rockwellfarms.com and email us there, and we answer those again on the show.
Well, we got more than a comment. We got a roasting.
Okay, go ahead.
It's you. It's a picture of you and me. I'm in my cowboy hat.
Put the picture up, Jess.
And you, you're standing there looking, you know, like a goob as normal.
Yeah, like
it says. It says left guy, the cowboy compost. That's my new name, I guess. They call me Dirt Farmer in college.
I like Cowboy Compost way better,
dude.
It's like a stage name.
I remember. Don't laugh at that. No, Jessica.
Cowboy compost. Right. Oh, that's hilarious.
This man looks like he gave life advice based on what phase the moon is in and whether his tomatoes are thriving. That straw hat's seen more sun than a Florida retiree.
Oh, that's...
And that coral shirt, it's so bright, it probably photosynthesizing. Dude. That's pretty clever. Right guy.
Oh, gosh.
Mulch mechanic. He's dressed like he just won Best Lawn Dad at the HOA picnic.
This is right on the lines.
That mint green shirt says, I can identify 47 types of mulch, but still call a screwdriver a twisty thing. Smiling like you just pulled a prank involving Miracle-Gro and someone's iced tea.
Now, what was this?
That's a roasting. That was like a comment on our picture.
That's funny. That's funny. That was pretty accurate, wasn't it?
Yes, comment on the title of our show. Yeah. I want to comment on
Cowboy
the show
compost.
Name as well, he says.
Yep.
Two nuts on a tree. You know you've hit peak dad humor when your show title is one pun away from a squirrel lawsuit.
Two nuts on a tree.
But hey, at least they're branching out.
Oh, that's funny. That's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for the button there. Oh, golly.
I got to monitor that Facebook page more.
Yeah, I think you should, that producer and all.
You got comments?
Yeah. Hey, I've got one from Joanne York. She commented on our last video. Last video was great. We had Wanda out here.
Wanda was awesome.
Oh, she's a hoot. So go check out that last video where we talk about putting arranging a color bowl and a little bit of design in there.
Yeah, she did great.
It was a great time. We had a good time.
I love the master gardeners.
Me too.
I mean, seriously. I mean, if it wasn't for them, nobody would watch this show.
Well, hey, if you're watching this show, this airs on Friday. And if you're watching on Friday, this is your time to get off your butt and go check out their plant sale. Because this Friday, Friday and Saturday, they're having their big plant sale out at Helping Hands. Go help them out. They do a lot for the community. Really, really, really stress you. If you are sitting around, need something to do, and you love gardening, go check out the Benton County Master Gardeners.
All right, I'll be there after. All right, I'll show up after noon.
I'll be there Friday.
Yeah. Okay.
So, hey, Joanne York says, thank you for supporting Benton County Master Gardeners on our last video. Joanne, you're awesome.
Yeah.
We love you guys over there at the Master Gardeners.
Yeah.
And then I've also got one from Debbie Arnold, Dining with Debbie. This is on YouTube. Thanks so much for this feature. talking about breaking away from the mics and then also doing some arrangements. Again, go check that video. Yeah. It's pretty good. And then this one's from Tracy West. Tracy is a great listener. She listens to all of our shows. I know that. She's commented and emailed us quite a bit, actually. Love seeing all the seasonal plants you carry and the ideas to use them. Mark mentioned the Forever Goldie in a previous episode and said it tended to burn an NWA. And I'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
What was the substitute he recommended? Do you carry it? Yes, we do. So it's the golden emerald arborvitae, or jantar, or amber arborvitae.
Yeah, it keeps its yellow color instead of getting brown tips.
Exactly. So if you have to plant it more in the sun here in northwest Arkansas, you can still get away with that. It's not going to burn up like
that. We got a really nice crop of those, too. They're about 5 or 6 foot tall.
Yeah, some really pretty ones in. We've got, varying in size.
I am so impressed by the evergreens that we got in for shade. Mm-hmm. I love the colored evergreens, too, because it gives you that color 12 months out of the year. You know when wintertime is all depressing, you got short days?
Yeah. And what I love about the jantar is it kind of turns a honey kind of color in the fall.
Yeah.
And it is beautiful. Stands out in the garden, so when everything sticks, you still have that color like you were saying.
That's right.
Okay, the other one that I've got here.
Man, you got some real positive comments.
I do. People are great.
I'm good to hear it after being roasted.
Hey, this is from the Cowboy Compost. That's going to stick. I'm going to get your name tag.
Well, you go ahead, Mulch Mechanic. What you got?
Hey, thanks so much for having us out. This is from Royal Gold. Thanks so much for having us out, Northwest Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
Had the best time. Thank you guys for your support. Royal Gold, great fertilizer guys, and soil amendment guys and soils. So I highly recommend going and checking them out as well.
Aren't you using their planting mix when installing trees and landscapes now?
Yes, we sure are.
Okay, so we need to give people an update on that.
Yeah, we have switched over.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely give you an update on that because I had planted in their planting mix and it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Really good stuff. So, hey, and then I've also got... this was emailed into the show. Let me get over here. This one's from Charles Jennings. This is seed and sod question. We live in Bella Vista, about a quarter acre on the east side, lined by pine trees and American elm. Land is very dry and moisture is pulled up by the tree roots. Mm-hmm. The area gets dappled morning sun and about an hour of afternoon sun as the west sun comes over the house. We are needing to seed this area and need advice on what grass will easily grow in these conditions. We also layer down sod on the sunny area of the east side and need to know if we should fertilize now and with what.
Yeah, well, you should fertilize now with that starter fertilizer for one thing, because that sod needs to get good root soil contact before we start getting hot.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's very important. And I love the seed starter by Fertilome because it's cheap.
Yeah.
I don't like the word cheap. Inexpensive. It's affordable.
Yes.
Good price point.
Yeah, and it works great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so for the other areas, I would do the five-star fescue. He's in Bella Vista.
Extreme shade, it sounds like, is what I would use.
Yeah. And so what I would do is I'd use a regular five-star fescue and let the landscape dictate what is extreme shade or not. Mm-hmm. That's why we sell it in just a five-pound bag.
Yeah.
Because typically people don't have big areas that are extreme shade. But I'd do the five-star fescue throughout the landscape. You'll need to scratch up the half inch of your soil, put down your seed starter mix, and then seed it, and you'll be good to go. Just water it in the morning, every evening. Don't let that seed dry out, because if you let the seed dry out, game's over.
Yeah, and that's wasteful. So another thing you mentioned was also that it's a dry area in your yard underneath these big trees. So this is something, any type of grass, whatever grass you try to put there, because it's under shade and under these trees, you are going to have to do some supplemental watering here through the hot heat of the summer. It would be my recommendation.
And maybe on fescue requires a lot less water than your Bermuda grass. So I'm thinking that you tried to do Bermuda grass in there and just didn't have much success.
Yeah, because of the shade of the trees. Yeah.
Yeah, his five-star would be a lot better.
I think
that's his best option.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Okay, and then the other one that I've got is this one is
from a lot of people comment.
Sean Potts. And this one says, do you sell flat plugs of creeping thyme. So we sell flats of creeping thyme, not the plugs.
No.
These are going to be 4 and 5 inch pots.
Yeah.
But we do sell creeping thyme. That's a really popular one here lately.
Yeah. Everybody wants to buy more thyme.
Yep. Compost cowboy. Yeah. All right.
I like that. Yeah. Hey, did you know that we have the lowest price in Northwest Arkansas on our vegetables?
On all of our six packs, actually.
$2.50.
I cannot.
$2.50.
On vegetables.
Bonnie, you going down. Okay, down with Bonnie. We are so tired of people getting screwed on the prices of vegetables.
Well, just even this
morning. I'm serious.
Morning,
it's a big peeve of mine.
I was talking to Chris, the manager. She runs the nursery here. And I was talking with her, and the amount of people that have come in said, man, I wish I would have came here first.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to gloat us, but I am saying that the prices at box stores are getting a little bit outrageous for a tomato plant.
When you're getting close to $5 for a tomato plant, that's insane.
Or $6.99 for a six pack.
And how many varieties of tomatoes do we have? 12?
Yeah.
12 varieties of tomato?
Yeah.
If you can't find a tomato plant here, there's something wrong with you.
Well, even our six pack flowers. You're saving a whole lot of money on the six pack flowers, and that's the way to go. If you're going to be filling up a whole bunch of flower beds
this time of year,
yes, go for the six packs.
Yeah. And then when it gets hot, we change it to 4 inch.
Uh-huh.
But right now, and we are fully stocked on the six pack flowers. But my biggest peeve is those vegetables. We are the lowest people in America.
I don't know if I'd say that.
Yeah. If you're a cheaper nursery than us, if you're cheaper than $2.50, you get on the comment section. Let me know about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So
$2.50.
Hey.
I like saying that. I'm going to say it throughout the show.
Go ahead.
Veggies, $2.50. What?
You're a hoot. Hey, let's get into our new segment that we've got, Plant of the Week.
Yeah.
That was a good drum roll.
Yeah,
you're pretty fast at that, Jess. I didn't know she could do percussion.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
She's multi-talented.
Plant of the week, we've got hydrangea, this specific one that I've got behind me. Again, Mother's Day is right around the corner. And so if you love your mom, come check us out here at Rockwell Farms.
If
you don't love your mom, you know.
You go someplace else.
If you don't come here, you don't love your mom.
Dude,
okay?
This is awesome. It's multicolored. So, you got yellow, green, purple, and blue on the same hydrangea.
So this is Proven Winners' new variety this year, Fairy Trail Fresco.
Hey, and these are ready for Mother's Day.
These are ready to go. So these are getting into full bloom. Again, this has anywhere from pink to that beautiful blue color. But what I really love is before the blooms come out, they've got that lime green, like that limelight color. And it just makes for a show. I mean,
so she can enjoy the love inside during Mother's Day and then plant this outside?
Absolutely. Now, this one, like I talked about last week, this is a cascading, brand new, okay?
All right, what does that mean?
Cascading hydrangea. So your cascading hydrangea, wherever you plant it, it's going to droop over that pot. Or if you've got a wall you want to plant it by, this is going to fill out and droop and kind of hang over that wall.
So some could get one of our big pots, which, hey, we got some good prices on big pots.
Yeah.
They could put it in that and it just droops on over and has a big
Absolutely.
Big
now, what's different about this is the first cascading hydrangea was the Fairy Trail Bride. And that one is a beautiful one. It's a bright, bright white and it cascades. Well, this year they came out with this. This is a mop head cascading hydrangea. And it is absolutely wonderful. The first of its kind.
Make sure you put that King's, you know, thing on his head again. Yeah. Hydrangea King.
So anyway, Sandy had fixed us up over from Spring Meadows Proven Winners with this new variety, and we're super happy with it. But a cascading mop head hydrangea.
That way, P, you know, it's not like you just love your mom once and done. She can plant out there and, you know,
enjoy
feel
it every
feel
year.
Feel the love every year.
Every year.
All right, now, I like this rose.
Yeah, check
this
it out.
Great.
Smell that. I wish our listeners and viewers
that does smell like
smell
honey.
That. Yeah, it smells like peach sugar.
Dude.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Put that in my tea.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Hey, our roses that we have, the Proven Winner roses, they're knockouts. There is a knockout.
Well, there is a knockout, but they're not that knockout.
I mean, they're fabulous.
Oh, they're just
look at the petal count on that. That's just like a perfect bloom.
And they're the Floribunda. They'll keep blooming and blooming and blooming. So pretty much most of proven winter's roses are fragrant, and they'll bloom from spring to autumn.
Yeah, because this is April. Uh-huh. We'll have blooms on this all the way to the beginning of November.
Yeah.
What's that, like 9 months?
Absolutely.
Eight?
Well, I'm not counting, but go ahead.
Yeah, say 8 to 9 months.
I'm not a good guesser.
Guaranteed.
Go ahead.
No, there's no guarantees. I take it back.
All right. Well, but
yeah, hey. I mean, if you go back there, you'll see all the proven winter roses, and it's just stinking awesome.
Yeah, just walking down the aisle, it smells so stinking good. Mm-hmm. And then because they're in bloom right now, it just makes you want to just run right over there to that aisle. Just looks great.
Yep. And the ones you planted last year, they're like 3 foot by 3 foot. They're just a ball of joy right now.
Yeah, about 3 to 4 foot tall and wide
now. It's awesome.
Yeah, just covered in blooms. And that's the double easy Oso Red.
It's extremely thick and, Floribunda.
Yeah.
Floribunda.
Floribunda.
Okay, so now what do? Get into insecticides?
Yeah, so we're going to actually, we're going to go over into our storefront building, and we're going to talk about some insecticides on what to use. Again, we want to help you not to, off your whole family with just trying to get some aphids off of your tomato plant.
Right. And so what I want to do, I'm going to start with the ants.
Okay.
Because we've had a tremendous amount of rain throughout the entire United States.
Yeah, and they're coming indoors.
The ants are coming indoors. And so we've been having a lot of questions on how to get rid of the ants indoors.
Yep.
So that's I'm going to attack that first.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go.
All right, good.
All right, go ahead and give me your canned question.
Okay, here we go. Mark, I got ants in the house. What do I do? What do I use?
Well, I will tell you.
Okay.
BT Alpine. Oop, that's the wrong one. Cut.
Yep.
BT pressurized insecticide. Okay. I like this because it's a 22-ounce aerosol spray, and it's used in hospitals, hotels, every commercial place that you have to have food-grade insecticide.
Yes,
You can spray this in your kitchen, you just spray it along the baseboard right where it meets the wall. Whenever you have an ant problem, it will totally eliminate for the rest of the season.
Now, what I want to add in is some of these that we're going to be talking about are commercial grade, like you
said. This is a commercial grade,
but, you know, this is something that people can do themselves. Rather, some people are spending hundreds of dollars to do this.
Yeah, there's no need.
You know, absolutely. Yeah,
thank you for, and then they'll call exterminator when they don't have to.
Mm.
I mean, because this is what they use.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that drives me nuts. You don't have to call exterminator. Now, that's one way to take care of your ant problem. That goes a long way. I've had to can for 3 years now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Everybody's been having this problem of all the rain and the ants are coming up into their house.
Sure.
And so we just want to tell people how to,
But it works for way more than just ants.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It also works on brown recluse. Thank you for mentioning that.
And that's a big problem.
That's a big problem. A lot of our people that have cabins, they will spray the floor around the baseboard before they even start. They do it before they get in, and then they do it after they leave, and that residual will stay there the entire year.
I also heard about people using that on their boats. Is that the one?
No.
Okay.
We're going to get into that.
Sure.
The boat spray is what I call it. This right here is by Revenge. This is the Revenge Ant and Roach Jail Bait. This is the active ingredient in this is very different because it's a communal insecticide, meaning
they're bringing it back to the
because
to the colony.
You ever wondered how ants know where to go, like where the food source is? One ant will find the food source and then it runs to the next ant.
Pheromones.
They actually have physical contact and then it goes back and they have physical contact all the way back to where they're staying, outside.
Okay.
So this is a communal insecticide.
Gotcha.
And this right here is the most effective gel bait I've ever seen. It's Revenge Ant and Rope Gel. So I really like that one. This one also is Bait Stations. You just cut the top of it, and the ants will come get some. I don't like this one as much.
Sure.
The reason why people use this one, they can use it outside.
Yeah.
This one you can use outside.
Sure.
And lastly, this
ant dust.
Right. This ant dust. This is deltamethrin. I like this one. I call it a poofer. You just poof, and it comes out.
Poofer.
But I like this because ants will, what happens is that when, during the rain time, they'll come in between your walls, and their escape route is in the socket.
Yeah.
And so you can actually take this and put it in the socket.
Well, one thing I want to add in, now this is for indoor, right?
Yes, you can use indoor or outdoor, and this lasts for 8 months indoors.
Yeah.
So it lasts for a long, long time.
Okay, wow.
So, I think that wraps it up on ants.
Okay, what about ants? And so I know that we've got one section here, but what about ants in the yard?
Yeah. Thank you.
Because I know that if you see ants in your vegetable garden, that's a good thing.
Got it. Let me go show that to you.
Okay, yeah.
This is Turf Ranger 2.
Okay.
This is what I use every year to go around the perimeter of my home to keep all the ants from coming in.
Yeah.
It also works on your brown recluse.
Okay.
Okay, so you do a 6-foot perimeter around your home every year, and it'll keep you from having so many insects coming in and invading your home.
But do not use this in the garden or around the garden.
No, this the active ingredient in here is quite stringent.
Okay.
If you're in your garden, we'll get into that.
Sure.
That'll be part of the garden part.
Yep.
Now, what's your next question?
Grubs.
Okay.
What about grubs in the yard? Because those often turn into those pesky Japanese beetles. They're in your tree, but they're also destroying roots and stuff underground.
All right. There's two things you can do for that. This is the Bug Blaster Plus by High Yield.
Mm-hmm.
This is imidacloprid, and it's really good on grubs. The time to apply this is in May.
Okay.
Because that's when grubs are most active. And what this does actually, imidacloprid, it poisons the grass to where when the grub eats the roots of the grass, they die.
Okay.
So get rid of your grubs all the way from the larvae stage to the adult stage.
But this will kill way more than grubs because it will cover some ants and different kinds of insects as well.
That's why it's called above and below. But this right here, I specifically carry this for grubs.
Okay.
So everything else is just a bonus.
Yeah, now this is also with getting rid of grubs, because we'll get into moles here later. Right. This will also get rid of their food source for moles.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so it'll decrease your population of the moles.
Yeah.
So and we'll talk more about moles here in a second.
Definitely. All right? Okay. Here's my next question. Okay, in a garage or an attic space or putting a barrier around your home for, we talked a little bit about spiders.
Yes.
But what could be used for that outside of the home, not in the home?
For spiders?
Yeah.
Or
for most insects.
If you have a crawl space,
mm-hmm.
What you want to do, we'll go back to the Turf Ranger 2.
Okay.
Turf Ranger 2 is really good. You get in that crawl space and you can take it and just kind of sling it.
Got it.
And since there's no UV rays down there, and it's just, and it's high moisture,
it'll last
for years. I probably do this every 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we have a crawl space in our house, so we don't have any problem.
Gotcha.
So to keep insects from coming from the bottom crawl space of your home into your home, use this Turf Ranger too. Now, moles are really pesky, and they're tough.
Yeah.
This is Molgol. It's a repellent by Fertilome in nothing but castor oil. This is totally organic. You can put it in your garden
or in
your entire lawn. It treats 20,000 square feet. And the trick to using Molgol is that you'll do a strip and then you'll up against a hardscape and you water that in. And then the next week you'll do that strip and the next strip. And you just keep moving to where
basically
you push them.
Pushing them out of the yard.
Pushing them out of the yard into your neighbor's yard.
Okay.
Just don't tell them that you're using Molgol and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
this is one of my favorites.
Love this. My wife just told me because we moved and she said, hey, do you guys have those gonzo?
Where's the gonzo?
Yeah, where are those at? And we need those in the yard pronto. So I just put some of these in our yard.
Yep. Number one, I love the name gonzo.
Yeah.
after I pushed them out of my yard into the neighbor's yard, I set up the gonzo. And one gonzo, I think, treats 7,500 square feet. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could put these on the perimeter of your landscape to where it'll cause an impenetrable barrier to where the moles won't come into your yard.
Got it.
And these last for years. It's solar powered, and I love them.
When you were on the radio show, I remember a gentleman calling in talking about how he had used one of these. This is why I started using them in my yard. But he said, I put one in my front yard, and I didn't have moles, and my neighbors next to me didn't have moles, but their neighbors had the moles. And so ever since that, that's when I started using them. And there's a big difference.
It is not a gimmick.
Now, 1 year I had messed one up by, I broke one, okay?
Yeah.
Stupid idea, okay? So went to Lowe's to go get one because I just needed one and did not work the same way.
Oh, you got a different brand?
Had worked, yeah.
Different brand, so. Yeah, I mean, this is all they do, is that
and
repeller.
There's no batteries. It's all solar-powered.
Right, it's
solar
all solar-powered. So, yeah. And well, also, the mole goal also comes in and ready to spray. Boop. Now, if a mole does come past your border into your yard, I love this Easy Mole Trap.
Yeah.
Okay. The deal is that they will have one tunnel coming into your yard. Many moles will use that one tunnel.
Yeah.
I have actually killed 3 moles in the same tunnel the same day.
Wow.
Because moles travel so much during one day.
Wow.
And the nice thing about this is that you set it with your foot. First of all, you step down into the mole run, and then you place it on the sides of the mole run, and you set it with your foot. Mm-hmm. So if you have arthritis, you don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
Okay? You're using your foot. Second thing is, if you have dogs or animals, they won't have tines that come down in them because the clamps are at the bottom.
Yeah.
And the third thing is, you get personal satisfaction. I love it. It makes me happy.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So what do you have? Because I see these worms here, and then
see
this.
Oh, thanks
right
for reminding
here.
Me. Yeah. Yes. Okay. And so we have the repellents, and then we have the killers, and this is part of the killers. These are the poisonous peanuts by Victor.
Okay.
Okay. And these are the mole worms. And I like this company because the other companies, their mole worms are just too expensive.
Mm.
They're outrageously expensive. And so pretty much all you need is about 10 of them. And you just make a hole in the run, put a worm down there, and then cover it up.
Okay.
All right. Now, a lot of people don't like these if they have dogs or animals in their backyard.
Or grandkids, kids.
Exactly. Because yes, these are poisonous, and you do not want to be stupid with that.
Well enough.
So that's it on moles. What's your next?
Okay. So what about, here's a common one that we see a lot when it heats up, especially in like pecan trees and, but webworms, tent caterpillars.
Okay. That's over here.
Okay.
Okay. Your webworms and your bagworms, you can treat the same way.
What about, can't you with tent caterpillars as well?
Yes. Tent caterpillars are actually your webworms. It's the same thing.
Okay.
Okay?
Gotcha.
So, a lot of people come in here.
Think they're different, but they're the same. Oh, good.
Spinosad is the number one organic way to get rid of bagworms and your tent caterpillars and your webworms.
Great. Okay? I've used that one quite a bit.
It's awesome. Yeah. I love spinosad. And so this is your number one option. Now, if you have ornamentals and you're not worried about being organic, I highly recommend this Bonide Systemic Insect Control.
Okay.
Main ingredient in this is asphate.
Mm-hmm.
Asphate is a very good systemic insecticide.
Okay.
So if you have a big tree and you can't get every part of that tree, let's say you're spraying spinosad and you can't get all the way up there, asphate is a lot, lasts a lot longer because it's systemic.
So can you use this as a drench then?
No.
Okay.
It works through the canopy of the tree and the foliage of a shrub.
Got it. Okay.
And this has the longest residual of any systemic I know about.
Okay.
So
now the spinosad, because that's organic, we also use that a lot in our garden.
Exactly.
Yeah, so not this one right here, just for those who are watching and listening.
Yeah.
The spinosad or the spinosad soap, these ones are awesome in the garden for like hornworms and a whole list of insects.
Exactly. And so at the end of the show, I want to go through all the garden insecticides.
Sure.
And that way people don't get confused.
Definitely.
So for bagworms and webworms, it's the Bonide Systemic Insect Control and your spinosad.
Okay, let's go back to maybe around the home. One of them is carpenter bees, because we've had a problem in the past with carpenter bees.
A lot of people have cabins.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that's a huge problem. Barns.
Yeah.
And decks.
Okay.
So let me show you what I recommend for that. Okay. Now, on carpenter bees, like I said, it does havoc on wood. So yeah. My number one for carpenter bees is the Cyper WSP, which stands for water-soluble packet. It has four water-soluble packets in here. Mm-hmm. Do not open the packets. The packets dissolve in the water, okay?
Yeah.
For carpenter bees, you deposit two packets in 1 gallon of water, and you spray into the hole.
Yeah.
Okay? And because the bee will go down into the hole, and that's where their home is. But this is the most effective on any of your Hymenoptera, the bees.
Now, can I add in on this one? Because this is commercial grade. This is something they want to wear protection for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, and you're safe as long as you don't open the packets.
Cool.
But
okay.
Yes, this is a professional product, and you have to be careful with it. Now, if you don't have that big of a problem,
sure.
I like this Wasp, Hornet, and Yellow Jacket because it has a very good stream. If you can get up in there, and it's a foam.
Yeah.
So it will totally fill in that hole and take care of your problem.
Well, this is a great time to talk about this because a lot of people are getting ready to start hosting and enjoying their porch or sitting area outside. And it's a big, big common problem that we all face when we're trying to drink iced tea or, Miracle-Gro iced tea on your porch.
The mechanic. Yeah. And for, I might as well talk about your wasp and hornets. I love this bone-eyed wasp and hornet. The reason why I like it so much is because it sprays a stream so far up.
Yeah.
You can spray this overhead.
Yep.
And the wasp will be dead before it hits your head.
Yeah.
That's a little saying that I have. But this is, of all the wasp and hornets, there's a ton of them out there.
Yeah.
Okay. This one I love because it'll be dead before it hits your head. It's amazing how fast that works.
So flying insects, now flies, because flies are also indoor-outdoor problems.
Yes, and we're coming on summer.
Great. What can we use for flies?
Okay, flies, you have inside the house, and you have outside the house. So inside the house, my favorite is the pressurized fly bait. This is another professional product by Alpine. Fly bait actually works. I mean, you could take this and put it around the door frame of a door, outside door, and it'll totally eliminate all the flies out of your patio or whatever.
Last year I used this. Don't use it on the window above the kitchen sink. My wife was complaining about the flies that were there, and I just sprayed a little dab right on the window.
Yeah.
Well, she had all of these dead flies that were falling into the sink.
Exactly.
And so don't use it there, but you can also, I used it also around the trash can, a little band around the trash can.
You can use it indoors and outdoors.
Yeah.
Don't use this in your kitchen area.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. Another one, like in campers, okay, for enclosed areas, I know this looks stupid, but it's very effective.
Okay.
It's the fly lid.
Yes, yeah.
You take a regular throwaway coffee cup.
Yep.
This fits right on top, and you put a banana or anything that will attract, it also works for fruit flies.
Fruit flies, yeah.
So you can put a banana in there or anything that it will spoil quickly, that attracts flies, and they can go in the cup, but they can't come out.
Yeah.
So it's cheap, and it works really good. Now, outside the home, if you have flies, one more thing.
Yeah.
For flies, if you have them in your bathroom, I've done this before. I've taken this Striker. It is pyrethrin and, bioxide. It's a catalyst that makes pyrethrin a lot stronger and more effective.
Okay.
I've sprayed this in the bathroom before, and I shut the door. All the flies are dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's right on.
And I like the Striker, like in our cellar.
Mm-hmm.
We have spiders all down in our cellar, and we have springtails and all kinds of insects. And I'll take that Striker, which is totally safe. I'll just spray it in the cellar, shut the door, totally eradicates it
because
for the entire
pyrethrin.
Year. Yes.
Which pyrethrin comes from?
The chrysanthemum plant.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
And it just, man, it's so effective, so quick. I love that product. But back to flies in the home, there was one other, outside.
Okay.
This is your rescue outdoor fly trap. Now, this stinks to high heaven.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
But it covers, it'll catch up to 20,000 flies. All you do is you add water on the top and it mixes with the solution in here. Just make sure that you put this away from your home rather than next to your door.
So I got to tell a story.
I mean,
one year we had a customer that came back and said, this is the worst product I have ever bought. And we asked him, we said, well, why did it not work? He said, it's the most flies I've ever had in my life. Because this is a fly attractant. That's why it smells bad.
Yes.
And he said, I said, well, where did you put the fly trap? He said, up by my back door.
Okay.
So you don't want to put this. You actually want to put this in the corner away from your yard.
Yes.
Or in an area away from your home. You do not want to put this by your home because this is a fly attractant. It's a fly bait. It's going to get those flies to come to your property and get caught in this. So you want to use this away from the home. Highly recommend.
Yeah. And along the same lines, they also have a yellow jacket trap. And this works as well.
Great.
If you have a yellow jacket
problem.
Yes,
it does. Yeah.
So that works also.
Okay, we're still talking about the home, but another one that can be indoor and outdoor is fleas, because that's a common problem people are dealing with as well.
Okay.
It's warming up.
Fleas will be over here. The way that you, fleas are different. You have to attack fleas like an army. You don't just send out one guy. You send out the whole arsenal.
Sure.
Okay. So if you have fleas in your home, you have to do it right the first time or you'll just keep combating it. My two favorites are the Precor 2625. It's a professional grade product, and also the PT Flea and Bed Bug. Now, you might ask, well, Mark, why do you carry two for the same problem?
Yeah.
Well, it's very important that you alternate.
Yes.
You'll use this at the first time, and then you'll alternate with this 3 days or 4 days later.
Mm-hmm.
These are great products because it's not just an insecticide, but it's an integrated growth regulator, IGR.
Yes.
So it will keep killing up to totally eradicate it. 7 or 8 months, it'll still be effective later. Now, you'll spray everything with that. You also have the Martin's Flea. This also has an IGR in it. But this is for your carpet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Carpet spray.
Yes. People that have, so I use these two on all the other upholstery, couches, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a good one for carpet because it is not as stringent as those. And this right here, it's like if you have pets.
Okay. That's great. So that's in the house, but now that also brings up, what about on the pet?
Okay, the pet would be this Flea Plus IGR, Integrated Growth Regulator by Martin. The main ingredient is flipanol, and it drives me crazy. We sell this cheap compared to the
pet stores and...
Yeah, but not only that, the where you take your pet, the... veterinarians, they sell the same active ingredient at a much higher price. And so that's why I carry this. I've used this before on our cat. Cats are a lot more, they'll lose their hair if you use some chemicals, but this does not cause that on cats.
Yeah.
And make sure you put your cat in the bathtub and then you spray your cat. And I tell you what, you'll be amazed by how many fleas will come off your cat.
Wow.
When we first got our cat, it was infested, and I used this, and it was just awesome. And it has an integrated growth regulator, IGR, once again, and it'll keep you from having fleas for, actually...
A nice residual.
We used it one time, and that was it.
That's great.
Now, let's go talk about outside, how to take care
of it.
In the yard. Okay, if you have a big yard, and I'm talking about over an acre, this is a heavy bag. Bifen, this is what you want. It's called Bifen LP. Main ingredient is bifenthrin.
It goes a long way, though.
It goes a very long way, and I love the product because it is a small micron.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It does havoc on fleas. It's my number one go-to for fleas in a big area. Okay. So, but for residential areas, you'll use this Turf Ranger 2 once again. Okay. Turf Ranger 2 is less stringent than this bifenthrin right here, but it'll get rid of your flea problem as well. If you want, if you have a bad infestation, what I recommend, if you want a quick kill, you know that cyper that we talked about?
Yes, yeah.
Put a couple packs in a gallon, and you can spray your backyard.
Just go through with your yard.
That'll totally eradicate your flea population for the entire season. And use, well, not for the entire season. I take that back. It'll totally knock them down. It'll give you a really good kill. Mm-hmm. And your Turf Ranger 2 will give you a very good residual.
Great. So what now, we're talking, we're in the yard, we're treating for fleas. Another problem is ticks that go right along with fleas. Now, could we use those same things for ticks?
Yes. For outside, you can use the same thing. For a big area, use a bifen. Okay. For residential areas, use your Turf Ranger 2. Now, on your where your dog and where he lives, I'll show you that the products for that.
Okay.
What were we talking about?
It we were ticks. Covering ticks.
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 Man, brain farts are terrible.
Yeah. Okay.
I know you got to leave.
Okay.
You have chickens, right?
Yes.
Okay. I want to address that first.
Okay.
This is permethrin, the high yield kill a bug too. It is granulars and it's nothing but permethrin. And you use this in your yard because you have chickens, right?
I do. So the permethrin, especially, you know, common problem with people because that have chickens, it can happen to anyone, is those mites, those bird mites.
Yes.
And so the active ingredient permethrin, I'll actually even spray or dip my chicken's feet in the permethrin, and it works great.
That'd be the high yield garden, farm, and home. Yep, right, which is right here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here
got
we
a
go.
Bunch on.
Your garden, farm, and home insect. Now, you can also use this for dogs, livestock, and you can use this in the garden.
That is the safest, most economical insecticide ever made.
Teaspoon per gallon.
Yes, exactly.
Teaspoon per gallon.
All right.
So one of these will last you quite a bit. Hey, Mark,
I know
get
you
out
have
here.
People waiting on you.
Okay.
Thank you, Josiah.
Awesome.
I'll try to do it without you. On your dog, this is crazy. This is the Spectra Shield dog tag. Now, the Spectra Shield dog tag is permethrin-based, which is totally safe, but it has a catalyst in it also to where it's on your dog's neck collar, and the insecticide, which is permethrin, goes throughout its oils of its coat. And I really like this dog tag because it lasts up to 4 months. And a lot of people have transitioned over to using these dog tags because if you look at the fine print on your, you know where you put the drop on the back of the dog, that's the advantage, and there's one front line. You put a drop of insecticide on your dog's neck, and it goes through the bloodstream, and it actually makes your dog, his blood poisonous to the ticks. So where the tick bites your dog, it dies. And so this is a very good, safe alternative. Those products work 3 months. This one works 4. Now, the next thing that I want to talk about for your dogs especially is this garden pet and livestock dust. I know it's a long name, but it's basically permethrin dust, which is totally safe. In fact, you can dust your dog with this to keep him from having ticks and fleas. And I use this around where his dog house. I'll use it inside his dog house. And it's very effective to keep fleas and ticks away from your dog. And lastly, we talked about the killer bug, the livestock dust, and the tags. For general spray in your landscape or in your backyard, like Josiah said, that garden, farm, and home spray works really good, especially if you have pets in your backyard. If you don't have pets, my favorite would be the Cyanora. This Cyanora lawn and garden is a very good, it's one of my favorite products because it's Lambda Cyanohathrin, which is a step up from your permethrin. I know it's technical, but it works. It's like 1 ounce per gallon, and it goes a very long way. And it's a very good general insecticide. And while I'm talking about in general insecticides, this right here your garden farm and home is a very good product. I like this. It's permethrin based. It's totally safe. And so it's a very good general insecticide spray for your backyard. It's actually one of our favorites. And like Josiah said, you only use a teaspoon per gallon, so it goes a very, very long way. With general granular insecticides, that would be your killabug, especially if you have chickens. This is a very good general granular. And the Turf Ranger 2 is more stringent, and it's a very good general granular for your backyard. Next, I want to talk about something that you might think is unusual for a nursery to sell, but it's a very good gel bait for roaches. We have a lot of people coming in here with roach problems. Okay, this right here is the Max Force Magnum. It's a roach killer bait gel. I really like this product. It also comes in a 4-pack, which we highly recommend for your entire home. But we pretty much sell this one, in here is one tube, and it's pretty much one tube per room. If I can get it open. Wow.
Technical difficulty.
Maybe I'll open the other end. There we go. It's this right here, and it comes with the plunger. You just cut the tip. What you'll do is that you put a 3-inch swatch here and there along the baseboard of your floor and the wall. And you can also do this the countertop and the wall. It's amazing. This lasts for a long time, but you will actually use it one day, and the next day you will be overwhelmed by the amount of roaches that it has actually killed. This is a great product by Bayer. It's our only seller for roaches, because I have never found something that's more effective than the Max Force Roach Bait. Now, I do want to touch on one other thing, going back to fleas. What we do, we have this right here, which is an unusual product. This is called the Flea Beacon. It actually monitors how many fleas that you have in your home. You put this inside, let's say, your child's bed. Let's say that your child has fleas in her room. Fleas will be attracted to this flea beacon, and it's a very good way to monitor how many fleas or how good of a kill that you had in that room. And I think also along with fleas and bed bugs, which I want to talk about bed bugs now also, you treat fleas and bed bugs quite similar. Number one, you need to make sure that you have a good fogger. Number two, you make sure that you have a spray that has an integrated growth regulator, IGR. Now, we talked about these two right here, Precor 2625 and the Flea and Bed Bug Killer. Both of these you will alternate for both bed bugs and fleas, because you treat them pretty much the same way. But with bed bugs, you need to make sure, and fleas as well, use the Dual Action Bed Bug Room Fogger by Bonide. This has an integrated growth regulator in it as well as an insecticide. These are awesome. If you have bed bugs or fleas, make sure to use the fogger and also those two products to eradicate your flea problem. And of course, you'll monitor your fleas with the Flea Beacon. It's a very good product. Next, I'm going to talk about mosquitoes. Mosquitoes play havoc, not so much here in Northwest Arkansas, but a lot of people will be in low-lying areas. They're really detrimental in low-lying areas or areas that have water or a pond or something of that nature. If you have tires or standing water, this is a very good product. It's mosquito beater, wettable, soluble packets. You just take one of these and you put them in that tire that's holding water or that bird bath. Totally organic, will not hurt birds or anything drinking from the water, but it will kill all the larvae in that area. So you can keep you from having mosquitoes at the source. A very good attractant for mosquitoes is this Spartan. This was developed by the University of Mississippi, mosquito country of the world. And it attracts mosquitoes from, I think, a third of an acre. Very, very effective. You just hang these from a limb of a tree. I believe that there's three in here. Hang them from a limb of a tree after you add water in it, and all the mosquitoes from your backyard will be in this. You will be amazed by how many mosquitoes this attracts. If you have mosquitoes throughout your yard and you want to eradicate them with the spray, I would go back to the Cyanora that I talked about by Martin. That is a very good spray for mosquitoes. But I want to show you one other product, which I'll go get. Do you remember when you were little and the mosquito truck came and you kind of got outside and you were in it? Yeah, I'm 59 years old and I remember that mosquito truck coming by and killing the mosquitoes at night. That was myothion that they were spraying. Myothion is kind of an old school insecticide. But you know what? There's absolutely nothing myothion will not kill. It's kind of an old school insecticide. It's inexpensive. You use very little per gallon, and it is the number one insecticide for mosquitoes. So do not disregard myothion just because it's been around for a long time. There's a reason why it's been around for a long time. Let's talk about deer. I know we're talking about insecticides, but we're also talking about repellents. Whenever you plant something in your landscape that's new, deer always have to come check it out. That's why we have this deer guard. I found this product years ago at a trade show. This is what you do. It's a ribbon. And I think you can see part of it right here. This sticks to the bark of a tree, and it repels the deer from coming up and scratching its antlers or sniffing it. Lo and behold, people have really, really enjoyed this product, especially when they first plant a tree or something of that nature. Now, if you want a repellent for just one little area, this Fertilome Critigo is a very good little squirt for your vegetables and your flower bed. It's totally organic, will not hurt you when you eat your vegetables. It just smells really bad. It also comes in a concentrate. This concentrate is for when you do a perimeter throughout your entire landscape. What you're doing is that you're creating a barrier to where the deer, which are victims of habit, they will not come into your yard, but will change their habit into someone else's yard. So that's the, this Critigo, is a very good product to repel deer from coming into your yard. I really like that product. Speaking of repellents, dog, cat, and everything else, this is our number one for small areas to repel rabbits, coons, squirrels, and so forth. It's a Bonide Repels All. If you have a dog and cat, especially a cat, this is a very good shaker. We've had great, great feedback on this product. It repels cats from doing their business near your door and all that. It's a good product. All right, there's two last things I want to talk about. One is termites. This BioAdvanced Termite Killer is a very good product. All you do is you open up, this opens up in the front, and you shake it along your home. I do this for our home every year. We do not have a termite contract, and it keeps termites from eating up our house. Our house is wooden, we have a crawl space, and I've used this for years. This termite killer is very, very, very effective. It lasts an entire year to keep you from having termites in your home. And the last thing I want to talk about is a high yield Killabug 2. I carry this one product for one specific reason, boats. You ever gotten in your boat and it's just full of spiders, and you're afraid of one of your kids getting bit by a spider while out enjoying yourself? This right here is bifenthrin. It's extremely effective on spiders. Just every time you use your boat and you're about to cover it, just squirt throughout your boat. You will not have spiders. It's a very good product, and I keep this for all the people there at the lake. Now, I know I said that the Killabug for boats was the last thing I was going to talk about, but I'd be doing a disservice if I didn't talk about the safe insecticides that you can use in your vegetable garden. That is our primary question this time of year because everybody's doing their vegetables. We always alternate insecticides for the garden. So it's really important that you alternate insecticide so that those insects two reasons. The insects don't get used to the insecticide you're using. Secondly, what that one insecticide doesn't kill, the other one will. Our two favorite organic insecticides would be this insecticidal soap from Fertilome, alternated with the Bonide Nemax. That is a very good alternation to use in your vegetable garden. Another method is the Fertilome Triple Action alternated with the Safer Insecticidal Killing Soap. Those two will kill 100% of all your insect problems. If you have a big garden, a lot of people have big gardens and they just don't want to break their pocketbook. Well, we got you covered. Two that are very effective is your Fertilome Spinosad, okay? This goes a long way. And alternate that with your high yield garden, farm, and home insect control. This is permethrin. It's not organic, but it's extremely safe, and it goes a long way, 1 teaspoon per gallon. So those people that have big gardens that are not so concerned about being organic but yet want to be safe, they use the high-yield garden, farm, and home, which is permethrin, and the spinosad. Otherwise, alternate with the other products, and you'll be totally organic. And that's what we do here at the nursery. We like to use the organic insecticides, and we have not had a problem for years, and it's done us a lot of service. I hope this video wasn't too boring, and hopefully it was very educational, because we sell a lot of insecticides, and our primary concern is that you use effective insecticides without poisoning your wife and kids. So thank you for tuning in. Next week, we're going to hit on some of the fertilizers for your vegetable gardens, your trees, and your shrubs. So we're going to hit on fertilizers and some of those vegetables, annuals, and shrubs that you might want to be looking at. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.